Hello, everyone. Tracy here, your resident business rebel, and you're listening to Cocktails, Coffee, and Conversations podcast, the show that lets true stories and insider secrets of digital entrepreneur life unfold. Our business world is growing, and as an online business coach and digital product creator, I believe you didn't become an entrepreneur to grin and bear your way through business. So I'll be your guide as we drop in on coaching calls, have intimate sit-downs with online personalities you love, and discuss ideas, opportunities, and strategies circulating our online world. So pop in your earbuds, tap follow, and join me as I demystify this thing called business. Hello, hello, and welcome to Cocktails, Coffee, and Conversations. I am Tracy, and today's episode is one of my favorite things to do. It's answering your questions. You may be a listener who remembers the show has existed for a few years now, but only recently has changed formats to a podcast. But something that won't ever change is my love for opening the room and taking questions, having laser coaching sessions, and giving you a place to voice what's on your mind without judgment. And since, well, you know, spoiler, this podcast isn't live, it looks a little asynchronous these days to accomplish this. So how do we do it? Well, it's all in the show notes. There's a link. And on the podcast page, you will see an AMA box where you can drop your questions, even anonymously, for the team to gather and pop over to me for episodes like this one. I'll read your question and give you some coaching or a direct answer, depending on the type of question. So if we're ready for the first one, let's see what we've got. So today's question comes from Laura. Well, hello, Laura. Laura says, I have a lead magnet that isn't getting me the results I was hoping for. I'm going to create a new one. Which kind should I make? Thinking about a private podcast since they are quite popular right now. My current lead magnet is a PDF of best practices for creating content with AI and is converting at 10%. Ah, well, Laura, my dear, I have a training on this. This is exactly what is inside Audience to Client, where I take you through the four key decisions for creating the right lead magnet for your audience and for your offers, and then the five emails to include for a follow-up sequence. I include my framework for choosing the right type of freebie to show off your work, to help people implement, to get that win, and to pick one that you'll actually want to finish. And it's only $37. It's available on demand, but I'm not going to end the episode there. So yes, grab the training if you want to be with me during that creation, but keep listening and I'll go through some coaching points because there's multiple layers here to your question. And you know, they're really the key to facing this issue, not just for you, Laura, and thank you for coming forward as tribute, right? But this is something that will help everybody. So I'm gonna use your question to illustrate these points across the board, all right? So we're going to use your question for context, Laura, but really this is something that kind of like speaks to the heart of anybody. It doesn't matter if this is a first freebie or like, you know, your 17 millionth freebie. Yeah. So let's break down Laura's question. So she has a freebie, which was, you know, the word I use. So jargon break, a freebie, an opt-in, a lead magnet, different word, same thing. And you will hear me always use those interchangeably, to basically kind of get you used to hearing them interchangeably, okay? So that way you don't go, oh, wait, I need one, not the other, or what is this, what is that, all right? So Laura says it is converting at 10%, and it is on the topic of content with AI, but it's not the results that she was hoping for. Okay, so that's setting expectations. So I'm curious, Laura, is AI something that you're known for and that you've, you know, like moved your business into over these last few years? Or like private podcast, is it a topic that you chose because it was popular? So no judgment, just a question. Which one is it? Because that very much helps to kind of guide the direction for the audience to understand what's going on and their decision of you over someone else, or, you know, would they even come to you for this idea? Yeah. And then the other thing is, if we're talking about a large volume and like colder traffic, 10% is excellent. Okay. So anytime that you hear that quoted industry average of conversion is 1-2%, that's the conditions that percentage comes from. That large volume, that colder traffic, including things like, you know, ads and mass social media blasts, volume, quickly scaling up your audience. So maybe you've had them, but only for like the last 6, maybe 8 weeks at best, right? So they haven't really been with you for a long time. That is where that 1% to 2% comes from, right? But if you're talking about like organic traffic, warmer traffic, people that have been with you for a while, people that are coming from more of like a direct referral pool, that's where we often see the higher numbers, that 40% plus, okay? Because the key with conversion is a better audience, you get a better conversion rate. And the way I always say it, it's like, if you want a better conversion, have a better audience. And sometimes it can be like, wait, what? Because it sounds almost too simple. And it's definitely not simple to achieve. It's more of a simplicity in the concept. Yeah. So the tighter that your audience is, the more they know you, the longer they've been with you, right? The more familiar they are with you, then the higher you can expect your conversion rate. Because the only thing at that point that the people have to decide is this offer for me? Yes or no? And that is the optimum place that you want people to be at, right? So you do still want people to be like, oh no, I know enough about my business. I know enough about this stuff to know that this isn't for me. So, you know, I'm still going to say no, but I still love you to death. So I'm still going to hang out with you, right? That's where we see those pieces. But the newer people are to you, yeah? So I'm going to rephrase. I'm going to get away from the idea of warmer, colder, organic, bot, all that kind of stuff. And I'll just say the newer people are to you, the less they've been with you, the less familiar they are with you, the more decisions that they have stacked on with every single thing that you put in front of them. From, am I going to open this? Am I going to click on this? Am I going to look at this? Wait, who are you again? Remind me. Wait, why was I being sent this? Wait, why am I looking at this? Wait, what is this talking about? How is this going to help me? All the way to the meaty decisions of, do I actually need this? Right? So the more and more and more stuff gets stacked onto it, which means the less and less and less people that eventually say yes and actually click the buy or click the, in, you know, to input their information, right? Which is where we use that word converting, okay? So that is where those pieces come from. The longer someone's been with you, the higher you can expect a number to be. And if it's not, then that's where we need to look at like a misalignment of either messaging or the offer itself, or have you just kind of separated from the audience that you've had and it's no longer like a fit, right? Because, you know, the business has changed, the people have changed, et cetera, okay? So even in that, there's a lot of things that we could dig into, but I'm going to keep going through and just like keep breaking down your question. So what are the conditions that this 10% is on? So if these people are newer to you, 10% cold traffic, you're doing great. If these people have been with you for a while, then that's when we need to say, okay, how is this offer aligned to everything else that you do, to the messaging that's out there, to what the people are expecting from you? And is your audience aligned to the business that you are currently creating? All right. So that would be kind of that first piece there. Otherwise, it's a case of expectations. And is it a matter of like, you know, you thought it was a hot topic and you really loved it and you were super passionate about the offer and you were like, oh my gosh, everybody's going to love this. And that just didn't happen. Well, at 10%, they did love it, right? If it's newer, then you know, if it's newer to you traffic, then 10% of people did love it. And any human who loves this stuff is fantastic in its own right. Right? If we bring back that human element, then all of that is great. And there's also kind of that benefit of separating ourselves from validation for our own preservation, right? You know, like finding that sense of self outside of those external factors, which again is a whole other episode in its own, you know, for all the listeners here. But when it comes to the 10% part, that could be great, or that could be looking at a matter of, you know, audience to offer alignment there. So the next piece that I would wonder about is the traffic, right? So how are people seeing this freebie? What are the points of entry for it? What are all of the call to actions that you're using? Are you using the exact same one each time? Are you tailoring them? How often are you directing people to the freebie? Where do you place your different call to actions? Where are you saying them? How are you linking them? You know, what are all of these different elements that you have going on okay? Because all of that is linked to your results. So say you have your opt-in, let's put your opt-in on your homepage, right? Because it should definitely be on your homepage. Let's say that's also on your socials, not just in your link in bio, but like you also have posts talking about it, yeah? And then say that you participate in a bundle, okay? So that's three different options there. So homepage, your socials, and your bundle. At that point, you would have a total conversion rate for your freebie, but you would also have one for each of those ways that someone could have gotten to the opt-in, okay? But if you think about that first point that I pulled out about those percentage and how long someone has known you, yeah? How long someone's known you, each one of those ways in, homepage, socials, bundles, those are all different audiences that have different wants. They have different knowledge of you, and they were in different frames of mind when they got to the option of your freebie, of saying yes or no to your freebie. Yeah. So it's best to look at each one of those independently. Especially if you use the same messaging across the board instead of tailoring to those various types. But also if you want to think about, okay, by the time someone's on my homepage, then they have known me well enough to actually get there, right? They've either put in enough keywords where they are super curious about this, like very specific topic, and they found me, or they already knew who I was, or they're on my email list, right? They've done something to get directly there, and now they're digging through your website, yeah? A social media post, they've either liked the image well enough to actually open the caption or to, actually like click on your profile and follow a link in bio, right? Because very, very few people do that. And then on the bundle where you're borrowing audiences, so you're getting credibility by being a part of it, and then you are one of a numerous number of people in a set category. So those people are there for the sake of, I want to grab things. Right? So they're there to take action, but you are one of many that they are taking action on. Okay? So that's three very different frames of mind. It's three very different wants of knowledge of you and different audiences. Yeah? So we want to look at your conversion rates with all of those different bits taken into consideration. Okay? And then back to that question that I asked at the top, does the content for AI, does that fit with your brand? Does it fit with an offer that you have? Or was it like a popular topic that you know about? So you wanted to use it to kind of, gather people, right? Like you wanted to kind of like jump on the trend of it. Because it's great to vary our expertise. And Lord knows, we all know a lot about a lot of different things. But when we think about making lead magnets, they need to align to our overall offer suite. We can be on a panel, we can make content, we can answer questions about various topics, but think about a freebie as part of your offer suite. You are exchanging value with someone for a product, yes? So the value that you're exchanging isn't money in this case, it's a name and an email address, but that is equally valuable to them and to you, yeah? So think about it as an offer you are putting out there. Whether that's something that, you want to hang your hat on and that you want to say, this is a part of my brand, this is a part of my business, this is a part of what I offer on a regular basis. So if someone opted in for making content with AI, where can they go from there? Is that what your whole brand is about? And you have like several options that people can choose from based on where they are at or what they want? Is it one specific training, course, coaching, done-for-you offer that they can buy if they wanted more after implementing what they got in the opt-in? Do you have a win built into the freebie that gave them an experience of what it was like to work with you? Or was it a cool idea that you were excited about, but people weren't left with much of an impression on where to go from there with you, so they didn't really go anywhere after that, or they didn't really understand why you for this topic, so they didn't grab it to begin with. And that last part leads up into the context of where our offers sit and how much we're talking about them in our content and in our sales messaging in order to make that imitation. But all of this kind of sits in that ecosystem, right? So we have to give as much love and attention to our freebies as we do our paid offers, okay? So because, there's this opt-in conversion rate to look at, But there's also the offer conversion rate to consider that will show you if there's any sort of alignment. So it's great to experiment and play around with things. So as I'm sitting here, like talking about all of this kind of links of one thing to the next and things to consider, I don't want you to think, oh my gosh, I now have to, systematize and program and strategize every single little thing. No, like we can still very much have an and, right? You know, I am an and person. I'm not an either or, I am an and kind of person. So we can still have play. We can still have experimentation, but we will always ask that it's the right vehicle for the audience to get them a win before we do the play, before we do that experimentation, right? So we have this overarching theme under which we play, under which we experiment. Yeah. So we ask, like, does it lead them anywhere? Are we doing this for the sake of it? Or is this for the benefit of the humans that we are wanting to work with? Does this bring people into our community, into our offer? Or are we accidentally gathering a list of humans for the sake of it, right? Are we accidentally chasing vanity metrics? Are we just going along with the trend because someone told us to and we're not really sure what else to do, but we kind of feel guilty if we don't do anything? Like, you know, are we kind of going in on the pressure of something when we're not really sure how this fits in with us, but we're a bit afraid to go ahead and take the time that we need to stop and examine and wait and just sit with it and see, is this right for us? Because we're afraid that if we stop and wait and ask, then we'll be missing out on this perceived opportunity. Okay. And that's where it takes a bit of that wisdom to say, hang on. Are we doing this to bring people in our community? Are we doing this for the benefit of them and because of the offers that we have that will also help them? Or are we accidentally just kind of piling things on? Because when we accidentally pile things on for the sake of these like perceived opportunities, we're actually just creating more work and we're creating more confusion and we're creating more busyness and we're creating more congestion in our lives, in their lives, in, you know, the talk and the busyness that's out there in the world already, right? And does that help anybody? Does it? Does that help us in the long run? So Laura, to your question about making an audio training or private podcast, again, same idea, different access points. Yeah. I would ask if that vehicle mechanism is beneficial for the audience to get what they need from the information you're providing. If you're thinking of taking the current freebie idea, the one that you shared with me about creating content with AI, and turning that into an audio, I would say that probably wouldn't be very helpful. Because in my mind, like without having any further details than what you gave, I would think that you would need to be, you know, like giving screenshots and prompts to follow and like other pieces that listening wouldn't really be helpful for, right? They would need some sort of visuals, some sort of like words to follow and to like copy and paste and to kind of get them started with, right? So it, like what would happen if it was audio only is that the human that you're trying to help, they would end up becoming a student instead of getting to be an action taker. And they would have to take a lot of notes and that the burden would be on them to kind of follow along and to understand instead of their job being to take action and to get that win. All right. Does that make sense? If it was for another idea, then it might be right. I don't know, right? It's again, it's that case of, is this the right vehicle to help them get what they need? So the first question we always want to ask is, what win do we want to get them? So it's not, what do I want to make? It's what win do we want to get them? And then how best will they get it? You know, that can be a PDF, it can be a training, it can be visual or audio, it can be workbooks, it can be templates, it can be in person, it can be live, it can be like lots and lots of different options, right? It can be a challenge, it can be workshops and spaced out into, you know, multiple days. Like there's all kinds of different ways, asynchronously, you know, same time, on demand, like lots of options that can be put into place. But instead of putting that first, let's think first about what is it that they want. Then let's think about what's the best way for them to get that win. Then let's tack on what's the way that I actually want to do it. And I have the capability and the capacity to do it. All right. So as for the breakdown of Laura's question, you know, each one of those points could be an episode in its own right. And if you want to dive into any of them deeper, let me know. This is the kind of work we do together in the group coaching program. And as I mentioned at the top, you can grab audience to client. It's like $37. And it guides you into knowing like how to package up your knowledge in a way that supports the humans and your business, right? And that's just tracypatterson.com/ATC. And the link will be in the show notes. But I know we went deep in some pieces and I had to kind of, you know, leave them for the sake of timing and not like topic stacking too much. But I hope that the takeaway is that a freebie is the initial contact someone has with you. It's their first taste of working with you. So it should be in the context of your business and with them feeling like they're with you now and you've got them. Yeah. So yes, bring in play. Yes, bring in experimentation, but always from that lens of what does my human need and what will help them get the result they are after that I want to provide, okay? There's a sweet spot that you can find and it will still feel creative and expansive. In fact, it often feels like more liberating once you step into it because you're no longer wondering, will it work? Will they like it? Can I do it? Because those are automatically built-in yeses. And that can be kind of more of a fun place to play from and to build from. So of course we can dive into and geek out on ideas of conversion rates and different kinds of traffic and you know what's leading to what and all this kind of stuff. But you know, please know that it always starts with that question of what's going to actually help the people that I'm wanting to work with, right? Because we get to make that first decision. And then the rest falls into place from there. Okay. So we don't get hung up on the ideas of the conversion numbers if we haven't first set it up with, is this actually going to help the humans that I want to work with? Otherwise, that's the wrong way around. All right? So you do have this. I believe in you. And until the next episode, be well and have some fun.